definitely a challenge.
So what was, I mean, because we interact with lots of folks, lots of places, but was it the timeliness of response to your projects, or just they had a direction in mind they wanted to go, and if you weren't going in that direction, they weren't going to support it?
We received a lot of information from Fish and Wildlife. Not all of it was very consistent. Additionally, we did an extensive review of previously permitted and constructed wind projects in the area that had the potential for similar avian and environmental concerns, and reviewed some of the processes and procedures and measures that they implemented. And we discussed those with Fish and Wildlife, and we continue to discuss those with Fish and Wildlife. So there's been a lot of information, a lot of work, and Jen with KLJ can probably get into more of the specifics of it. But ultimately, you know, we kind of looked at the record of Fish and Wildlife and the projects in the area that had similar characteristics and potential for impacts as Mericord, and kind of modeled our approach to those impacts off of those. And as it stands today, we're looking at having to do some additional measures than what projects in the past have had to do to get kind of similar positioning from the Fish and Wildlife, which we feel is a little bit unfair, but we understand, and we're very, very committed to minimizing those impacts where we can.
Well, I'm glad we had this discussion, because in reviewing the application, I looked at what you folks did to what previous wind farms we've done here, and you did what they did and maybe a little bit more, but still haven't got the same type of response back. So I guess that was it. Thank you.
Any further? Commissioner Clark.
Following up on Commissioner Kalk's questions about your level of love for North Dakota, I note that you're a graduate of South Dakota State University, and reminding you that you're under oath, when NDSU plays SDSU in football, for whom do you root?
Oh, the Gophers.
I find this witness to be very credible. Thank you.
Commissioner Kramer.
Very smooth. very good. With regard to the take issue for whooping cranes, when transfer of ownership goes over to XL, then would the vulnerability or the exposure to violation go with that?
It's possible that it would, yes. Since we haven't concluded those discussions, I can't say for certain, you know, what the arrangement will be, what the measures will be that we're going to implement. But our intent and expectation is that we will be able to handle the brunt of the additional measures, as we're discussing with Fish and Wildlife, ourselves, and not pass any additional obligations on to our client, Excel.
Very good. Thank you. Nothing further.
Further questions from the commission? Follow-up, Mr. Swenson.
I just have one thing so that we don't build too long of a to-do list for Ms. Turnbow. The closest residence, I think you'll see the residency distances all on a map that's part of Exhibit 5, and the closest is 1,605 feet. Yes. But otherwise, I have no follow-up, Judge.
Mr. Armstrong.
Just a couple, Your Honor. I guess just to follow up here, you know, it seems December 31st, 2011's not as far away as, you know, and I know we've had some delays in this, but this is, I know, a speculative question, but what happens if it's not, you know, producing power on December 31st, 2011?
There are some stipulations that allow for those sort of situations in our contract with Xcel Energy, but ultimately that would be a private business decision between us and them at that time to determine what we do and what happens.
You know, I mean, you know, from, I guess, and I understand that and the proprietary nature of some of that, but I mean, from the, I guess, the commission's perspective, you know, if we've got 99 turbines built and we're not producing electricity, it's not... I mean, what are you concerned about the timeline, or do you have things in place to get it constructed by that time?
With regards to the construction schedules, I have no concerns. We have actually a long history of constructing this size and bigger projects in an actual shorter period of time.
Okay. And I want to take a moment, I guess, to look at Exhibit 5 to make sure that, you know, and I'll just, for the record, my Exhibit 5, which was filed in December 2010, didn't have the removed turbines, and that also included some maps with the distance from residences and things of that nature. Have those been updated to include the removal of certain turbines, or have all of those maps been updated, you know, with the removal of the turbines, or do you know, in Exhibit 5? Maybe council might know too.
Yes, they have, council.
Okay, so Exhibit 5 would be what we received in December 2010, but supplemented, including the removal of turbines.
You will. What was submitted today is identical, with the exception of turbines removed.
Correct. Okay. Do you have the copies of the other maps that were with that? If it's just removal of turbines, that's.
I'm sorry, I don't. Okay. With me.
And then my last question, and it's following up, I guess, on Commissioner Kalk's questions, is when you get done with your discussions with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, are you anticipating there being some sort of written result, or, you know, some sort of certification, if you will, of, okay, we've reached an agreement here, mm-hmm. of what an EXCO has to do to address our concerns with the birds and such?
Yes, I do expect that there will be something put onto the administrative record, if you will, that will clarify the measures as agreed to between Fish and Wildlife and an EXCO, and kind of the resulting effect on the species.
And how, I know there's discussions ongoing, but how confident are you that those will be, are close to wrapping up?
Boy, I don't know if I can really comment on that. It's a fluid situation. We're very hopeful, and we believe, based on the work that we've done, that there are certain things that we can do, and we do have it on account with Fish and Wildlife that they agree with that. From that regard, I am very hopeful, but as any discussion that involves more than one party, it's hard to place any certainty on that, and I would refrain from doing so today.
I have no further follow-up.
Follow-up, Mr. Lean?
No questions.
Follow-up from the commission. Any further questions from the commission? Any follow-up, Mr. Swanson?
No, Judge. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Sternhagen. Let's take a recess of about 10 minutes. I would say to members of the public that you are welcome to look at these exhibits if you wish. Certainly, you may wish to look at the maps. It's possible, I'm not saying it's likely, but it's possible that Mr. Swanson has some additional copies of some maps, if you're interested. But you're certainly welcome to look at the exhibits during the recess. We'll be in recess for approximately 10 minutes. You'll have to rely on my watch, I guess. It says, let's say it says 11:30 now.